Hey, and welcome to the GCC Youth Podcast. GCC Youth is a student ministry of Gracewood Community Church. We meet every Wednesday evening from 6:45 to 8. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at GCC Youth Lebanon and follow us for the latest on what's happening. We hope you're encouraged by this message and inspired to grow in your faith. Thanks for listening. Now to the message. Well, hey there, we're so glad you've joined us. And tonight we are finishing up the series, Even If. We're in the last segment, which is part four of Even If. And we've been talking about change. Whether you change hairstyles or friends or where you live, change is a pretty big deal. And change can make it feel like nothing else ever stays the same, which can be unsettling. But there's one thing that's for certain when we face change of any kind, really. And that's that it changes us. It changes us, and we feel that. And when change happens around us, it often changes what happens inside of us, too. It's almost like it can make us become someone different altogether, or at least it can feel that way. You know, back in August of 2016, we moved our family here from Texas, and that was a difficult change. It was a big change. And it wasn't that we weren't sure of what we were doing or didn't know that we were supposed to be here. We knew this is what God had led us to. But that was still so different because it was such a change from the culture that we came from the pace of life that we came from, everything changed instantly on our arrival. And what's crazy is that I had grown up here. You know, I lived here until I was 17 and still felt the change. So there are some things that change can do to us, some ways that change can make us feel. And I want to talk about those right now. So change can make us frustrated. It can make us feel frustrated. You know, I didn't fully understand why God had brought us back here. I didn't understand why it was so difficult to adjust. I mean, I knew the place and I had lived here before. I didn't like that I'd gotten comfortable with where we were only to start in a new place. And maybe you've faced something similar. Maybe your friends have changed and you don't really love the way that they're acting, the new way that they're acting, and that's frustrating to you. Maybe the change that's happened over the past 18 months with the pandemic and all has just felt like too much, and that's been frustrating as well. I know it has been for me at times. Another way change can affect us is that change can make us feel out of control. You know, maybe you've felt that way too, and maybe this school year, for example, you've got a new set of teachers who maybe makes your class extremely difficult. And there's nothing you can do to make him or her ease up on how difficult things are. Maybe there's just new rules on how to live life and you feel like you're no longer in control. So that can make us feel out of control, and feeling out of control is no fun, right? And that leads us to the next point, that change can make us feel like we're not having any fun. Nobody wants to not have fun, right? I mean, when we get used to things being a certain way and then all of a sudden it looks different, that becomes difficult. Nobody likes difficult things. When we get into a difficult situation, sometimes we tend to believe that it will never get any better, that it's just not going to change. You know, maybe a friend moves away and we feel like things will never be the same. We'll never find another friend like that friend again. We feel like it's maybe going to be like that forever. And a lot of times, this is when we can look for an escape. We start to look for a way to get away. We want to feel better, so we look for something that does that for us. And over time, we learn that escaping the pain doesn't actually make that pain go away. In fact, it usually just makes it worse. It makes it worse because when the escape is over, we're still faced with the same problem, which is honestly very defeating, and it feels very disappointing. On top of that, we may have more problems because of the escape we ran to, and then we need to escape again, and it's just not a great cycle to be in. So here's the good news. What we're going to talk about now has the potential to change things for us when it comes to dealing with difficult transitions and changes in our lives. So let's go to a passage of Scripture from a letter that's written by James. And James was the brother of Jesus, but it's wild that he didn't always believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And to be fair, I'd imagine, if anything, it's tough to believe that that kind of claim is true when you share a bedroom with that person as a kid. So after Jesus died and then came back to life, now James really knew Jesus was God's Son. And so he soon became a prominent leader in the early church. But before we get to what he said in his letter, I want to give you a little background on James. During one of Jesus' last talks with his followers, he told them that they would be the ones to take Jesus' message all over the world. And this was kind of a big deal for some of these guys who were previously just fishermen who had never really left their hometowns before. In other words, Jesus was telling them to make a big change, to move beyond their comfort zones and out into the world. And this was a big vision that could make a big impact. You know, but at first that didn't happen. Jesus' followers were on board with the gospel, of course, but the idea of being the ones to spread that message around the world was intimidating to them. leaving their homes, leaving their communities, their livelihoods, to teach complete strangers was a big ask, and most of them stayed right where they were. But then something changed. The disciples and other early followers of Jesus started to become targets of the religious and political leaders. They were arrested and beaten, sometimes even killed. And this was kind of a crackdown on the church. And what happened is this caused people to scatter from their city and homes. This was a dramatic change in their lives that actually propelled them to take the message of Jesus about grace and forgiveness and a new way of living in the world to new places, while also growing in their faith and dependence on God. I don't think I could have planned this lesson to happen in a more relevant time where this is actually happening as it is in Afghanistan right now. They're literally living the early Jesus followers' life, being persecuted and killed for their faith. The church there is being chased down. And here's the thing. Whatever news you do hear about that part of the world, also know that right now in Afghanistan, the gospel is still being shared, and the underground church is growing rapidly and exploding in growth because of it. And this is a good thing. And here's the thing. God makes a way for his message, even when it seems impossible. So back to the disciples. As they traveled, they truly had to trust God, not just to know what to do, but also for their basic needs like food and a place to stay and safety. And this is what was happening in the world when James wrote his letter to the followers of Jesus who had started out, and you know, he had started out as Jewish in his letter. And one of the things he said was this. He said, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." It's James 1:2. I realize this may be hard to imagine. If you've just lost a loved one or just got beaten for your faith, that you consider it joy for that experience. I don't know anybody who would say, "Man, that was such a joyful thing to experience." It kind of sounds crazy. Especially because this wasn't just any kind of trouble. This was the kind of trouble that obviously could lead to death. But look at what he says next. He says, "For you know," this is James 1:3, "for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." We're all familiar with endurance, but we usually associate that word with athletics, right? When we train and push past our limits, our bodies adjust to meet those new limits over time. For example, maybe you struggle to lift a certain amount of weight or push against a certain amount of resistance, but you know, eventually it becomes easier. And then you need to add more weight or more resistance, which challenges you to grow even stronger. And that's kind of what this means. James' words meant that endurance is not just for the gym. It works in every area of life. When we work through pain and struggle of any kind, including the struggle to change, we don't just become better at that specific thing. We sort of develop a personal endurance. We develop an inner strength that can help us in other areas of life and in other challenges that come. So after that, James says this in James 1:4. "So let it," and he's talking about your endurance, "let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Essentially, James is saying that working through the pain and the hard stuff, you know, enduring, doesn't just make you better at the thing you're working on, but you're actually learning how to change. And when that happens, you'll become the kind of person who James says is complete. You'll have joy and gratitude when circumstances don't go your way. You'll grow in character, you'll grow in your faith and in love. And you'll find that you have everything you already need. It's like you're developing this muscle of endurance in you that will help you when you face any kind of change. And when you have this perspective, every change you face becomes another chance to grow, another chance to work that muscle more, not just personally, but spiritually. And we can begin to see change as something that has a trickle-down effect into every other area of our life, and begin to see that it's more about becoming better through the change than it is about being uncomfortable in the change. So the audience James wrote to was dealing with their lives being threatened, and this wasn't an easy message for them either. But James is telling them that when we trust God and who he is, what he's like, we can be sure that he's doing something in us, no matter how uncomfortable the change may feel or be. And then we can persevere and endure through that change because we trust that God is creating a bigger story. It's not just about that moment. The strength you work on, that you're developing now, will be the strength that you take with you into the future. So we can look at it like this. You know, change is an opportunity for God to work in our lives. Change is an opportunity for God to work in our lives. Every time that we experience change, it's another opportunity for him to work. So as we finish out this series tonight, of course, this is the last segment. What are some things we can do to apply the things we've learned about change and dealing with change? Some ways that we can trust God, even if it all feels like a little bit more than we can handle. So here's a few ideas. First thing is this: stop fighting change and start embracing it. I just want to encourage you to change the way you see change, okay? That's a change that can make a big difference, is changing the way you see change. Start seeing change as an opportunity to grow your faith to grow your endurance and your character and your love for other people. And God can do something inside of you when you face change. So trust Him to grow you through that change. You could even kind of think of it as accepting change as a kind of a gift from God. And that may sound weird, but if you look at it that way and just say, okay, what do you want me to do with this change? And how are you going to grow me through this change? And how are you going to build my endurance through this change? Then start embracing it instead of fighting against it. Then sometimes it'll be a lot easier to deal with it. Okay, the second way we can handle it is to think long term. You know, change is not forever. It may not feel good in the moment, but know that God is writing a bigger story for your life than what's going on in the current moment. Try to see the bigger picture. You know, He can use your unique circumstances to help you become who you were made to be. You can trust Him. Things won't stay the same forever. Life's bigger and longer, and it changes all the time, than your current circumstances. So it's not going to stay that way all the time. Even if it feels like it'll never get better, God's not done yet. Listen, God will use change in your life to actually make you stronger. And on top of that, remember that even though it seems like everything changes, there are some things that never change. When your life feels like it's changing all around you, God never changes. God's interest in you, His commitment to you, His love for you, and His availability for you never changes.